UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
The Bubba Mac account is a disgrace to Twitter.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I'm going to say it for the mixtape. I didn't know it was that long.
And James Strebel.
Lydia Star is going to be suiting up and dunking on fools.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
You know, you've been in so many damn conferences. You think you've been in the Metro, the AAC, the Big East, the CUSA, now the ACC. You figured throughout that long history of being a journeyman program because nobody wanted you, you would think that at some point you'd win one of those conferences, and they didn't win any of them.
Friday, 5 o'clock hour. We are taking you home into the weekend. Of course, for many with quarantine, every day is just about the same. Andy Sweeney, we got you for the next hour. James Strebel hanging out with us yet again today. Mitchell Hannigan back at the Papa John's studios. Another hour to go coming up in about 23 minutes. We will be diving into the mixtape. Probably 100, well, over 100 sounds. It's going to be a lot of fun. Always love the mixtape. And so we're hanging out with you for the next hour or so. If you want to hear Governor Andy Beshear, his press conference, you can hear that right now live and in full over on 93.9 The Ville. And then Drew Diener, Jason Nemus hanging out with you after that. I should also mention Inside Churchill Downs coming your way as well. How did you guys do? We didn't make it too much of a topic. How did you guys do, specifically you, Mitch, with some of your horse racing gambling? Where are you? I know, Strebel, you've lost nearly $40. So Mitch, are you in all of this?
All $40.
Yesterday?
So you just in general. How are you doing? You hit some winners over the weekend, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, I was positive over last weekend. This weekend, I'll be honest, completely forgot about it.
I mean, what are you doing? You forgot about it. I mean, what else is there to do?
I didn't. I honestly did not know that there are races on Thursdays.
Oh, that's a big deal. Yesterday.
Yeah, it used to be. Used to be that night racing.
Oh yeah, Downs After Dark was like a college staple. But I could. That isn't that till September.
By the way,
the whole schedule's messed up. I have no idea what's going on.
Speaking of a college staple, your guy's back.
Yes,
Cooper Hassan is in town, of course,
yes.
Because you can't leave the country now, and now Americans are not going to be able to go anywhere else.
No.
They're not going to be able to for a while. He is back at Gersel's.
He is.
He checks in back at the place where he has contracted many viruses, and now he's ready to contract one more, is one Cooper Hassan. And,
if he's still there in 2.5 hours, I'll probably be over there as well.
There you go,
You're not going to go. You said you were going to go home and clean out the drop box.
Yeah, I forgot I did say that.
So
do I do what Patty Ice suggests, or do I go out and hang out with Coop?
What did Patty Ice? Okay, well, number one, is Coop going to answer your call?
No.
Then you got to go hang out with Coop and his friends.
Ugh.
And Coop acting like a big shot.
I mean,
at Gersel's, that's number one. And what did Patty Ice think you should do tonight? Do work?
Well, yeah, Patty Ice said, hey, we should probably clean out the drop box. It's getting a little full. And I was like, I got nothing else going on tonight. I'm just drinking.
Yeah, but you can do that like Monday or Tuesday, right? By the way, no show on Monday. Back at it on Tuesday. ESPN Radio here on 680-105.7, CBS Sports Radio over on 93.9 The Ville. Governor Beshear also will not have press conferences on Saturday, Sunday, or Monday, so those will be back at 5 o'clock on 93.9 The Ville beginning on Tuesday.
Nice.
You know what? Go ahead and text Coop right now and say, hey, man. ... How long you gonna be at Gersel's?
I'm just joking. I'll text my buddies and see what they're doing if they want to go out to, you know,
another
local establishment out there in St. Matt's.
I'll text Cooper and I'm gonna ask him how long he like.
He knows you're not gonna go.
I'll never forget the night that I went to Tin Roof with some buddies. I saw Coop there.
You see Perrin there, Pepin?
I did not see Perrin there, but Coop came up to me and said,
Ryan
"Hey,
Lemon there."
No, I did not. He said, if you stick around a while, Strebel's going to be here. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, Strebel, me, and Coop at Tin Roof. This is going to be a great night. And Strebel never showed up.
That was the night, Andy, that I went to my faculty Christmas party.
Oh, yeah. You didn't talk to any of us. Oh, I remember. I remember. No,
yes.
That was that night. Right. And you ghosted everybody on the show.
Yes. Yeah. And Cooper showed up to Tin Roof, and he sat in his car, and he's like, I'm not getting out of my car unless you show up. And then I never texted him back.
Why were you mean that night?
I wasn't.
Why couldn't you just shoot a text back? I mean, everyone knew you weren't going to show up, right? I mean, you acted like you were going to go out to St. Matt's or Frankfort Avenue as you got liquored up with a bunch of teachers, right? Your sister was there. I mean, it's an entire thing.
All right, so here's the situation. All right, so I haven't told this yet. This is the first time.
Oh, so we're not getting
new
reruns.
Information.
Wow, so you've kept something from us.
All right, so.
Again, it didn't offend me because I wasn't going to, at 11 o'clock at night, go all the way to Frankfort Avenue.
It offended me.
Right.
It did offend. It offended Mitch and it offended Cooper. So, all right, so we're leaving the Christmas party. And my sister's like, I'm going to go to Tin Roof. And so I was like, okay, we might go. So we get our Uber, my wife and I are in our Uber. And the Uber driver's like, where do you want to go? Tin Roof, Frankfort Avenue. So he puts it in his phone. And I look at my wife, and I was like, I don't want to go there. I was like, I just want to go home and go to bed.
And your wife did.
She did.
Of course. Well, you should have done this for your wife more so than Mitch or Coop.
Yes. And she was like, I want to go.
Well, can people tell that we're leaning to 520 to where we can take a break? Listen, it's this. We we've talked to Aiden Gahan. We've talked to Louisville basketball. What else have we talked
today?
We
talked about Louisville basketball, Aiden Gahan.
We talked about NCAA coming back. College football.
We talked about me looking like baseball players.
Said you look like Rob Nen.
Yeah, we talked about Mark Blankenbaker and Steve Rummage paying thousands of dollars to watch Scott Satterfield.
Steve Rummage said he would pay $2,000 to be able to watch Scott Satterfield coach practice.
Yes, we talked about Karens. We explained what Karens mean to Drew Diener. Talked a little Jason Nemes. It's been a full show. So we're in the Uber, and he set his destination to Tin Roof. My wife's like, let's go and hang out with
your
sister.
I mean, your wife wanted to go hang out on the town one night, and you couldn't even give her one night when you had a babysitter.
So we had a babysitter, but they were
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they were at my parents' house.
Exactly.
Well, I had something else on my mind. So what I did was, while the guy was driving, I changed the destination to our house. So I changed it from Tin Roof to our house.
So she didn't know.
She didn't know until we started going towards the Sherman-Minton Bridge. And she's like, what's going on? I was like, well, honey, I decided we're going home.
And you're such a dope. I'm so upset at you right now, Strebel.
What a horrific story.
That's what happened.
Was she angry?
She got over it. She ended up being okay. But she was like, we need to go watch out for your sister and make sure that no creeps try to pick her up. I was like, she's a grown woman.
You had to go save your sister from Cooper Hassan.
No, I said she's a grown woman. She can take care of herself. She doesn't need me there to babysit her.
First of all, your wife isn't telling the truth there. She's just saying that because she wants to go out. She's trying to pull at your heartstrings knowing that her wanting to have a good time isn't enough for you, that she brought family members into it.
That's
with
true.
Your sister is going to be creeped on in St. Matthews. That's what she tried to pull at your heartstrings. It was a business ploy. It wasn't so they could go, you know, not drink and stay sober and, you know, go watch Strebel's sister. That's not the reason.
But I won because I subverted her and I went and I just changed the destination we just went home.
Did it work?
It worked.
Well, no, did it work?
Oh, it did. It worked. Round Eddie came out smelling like a rose.
Boy, I was scared. Mitch, I was scared. I was about to say.
I'm standing up. standing up, leaning towards the dump button.
Yeah, I was thinking, damn, I'm going to have to pivot to a Khalil Whitney take or something right here. I'm going to start talking about this three-star kid that this Satterfield got and just start reading Mark Ennis's Twitter. It just says, here's what he can do.
Yep.
He's from Miami. Booker T. Washington High School.
Our stars are born.
Stars are born. Texter says, was the something else on James's mind food? Yeah, no, it was actually White Castle.
White Castle, yes. White Castle had two cheeseburgers. I already had my surgery, so I can't eat at that point. So, yeah, two cheeseburgers.
Texter says it definitely worked. Roundhead, he got home and got some leftovers in the fridge.
Yep, leftover spaghetti.
You're done, aren't you?
No!
You're done. You got nothing this hour.
No, let's go.
You got nothing this hour.
What do we want to talk about? I just gave you a golden story. Cooper Hassan at Gerstle's. I texted him. He hasn't texted me back. He knows I'm full of
it. He's not going to text me back.
He's done with us.
He is done with us.
He just came over that one time to the office to say what's up to the guys, to be a big shot, and that's it.
Yeah,
and that's
gone.
It. And there he goes.
Yeah,
I'm so terrified right now. I never want to grow up after just hearing what I just heard from Strebel.
What do you mean you don't want to grow up? What are you terrified
about?
Yeah,
but Strebel, go ahead, Mitch. No, go ahead. You know what? I don't need to interject there. Mitch, you explain yourself. Yeah, what do you mean?
I mean, if that's what I have to look forward to a night, if that's a definition of a night out, that sounds awful.
We had fun. I had a great time.
Yeah, but you know that Strebel's not the... He's had the litmus test on this sort of thing. No offense, Strebel.
Not taken. No, I'll admit.
Well, what he boasts about when he was in college at Georgetown with the football bros.
Okay, but let me
ask
Campbellsville, Mitch.
Yeah, but here's the thing that Campbell's dump. Here, Trinity has a better football program than Campbellsville.
Yes.
267-9680. St. X does not. 81-50-93-9. What was I going to say? Boy, the maddest member, was it last week when I said Justin Thomas?
Yes, went to with Trinity.
Oh, no, he didn't. He went to St. X. I'm like, yeah, great job, St. X. You can claim him. You know what? He don't claim you.
He ain't coming back.
You the Triple H.
That's right. The DX thing. He's not coming back to the faculty, the students, and doing any.
He is, though. Texter says, I'm wheezing. Texter says, Strebel, what's your sister's phone number?
You'll not get
I'm not going to finish that sentence. Here, let me show that one to you.
Okay.
Hang on.
All right.
Hang on.
I gotta.
That's right. It's the bottom one. Go ahead.
Oh, you jerk! How dare you, sir? What? Oh, yeah. It's not that bad, Mitch. You act like I'm some square.
You changed you changed the Uber's address while your wife
mid-flight.
Is in the car.
Mid-ride,
yes.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, your wife wants to go hang out on the town. She doesn't get to do that a lot. You guys got three kids. Good God, you got three young kids.
Yeah.
You got work. She's a nurse. It's not like there's a bunch of flexibility there, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
She's working more than, 20 hours a week.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Like 60 hours 60 a week,
hours a
right?
Week.
And,
yeah.
And you get to booze it up every night. You get to sit outside, and if you want to roast a heater, you can. And you can sit out there with your bourbon and you can sit on Twitter and blast people over Matt Harms and Gershon and everything else, right? She doesn't get to do that. She doesn't get to follow Gershon on Twitter all the time.
Now I feel like a really bad guy.
You should feel terrible.
Wow.
And you just did some for some random lovemaking.
It was very selfish of me.
It was selfish of you.
It was extremely selfish of me. Oh, man.
Texter says, did Cooper stop by the office to get a focus?
That's actually the reason why. He grabbed his focus, said hi, what up for 10 minutes and left.
He thought they were going
back. No, he wanted you guys to kiss his bleep. That was Grease. Oh, that was Rick. That was Rick Pitino. Did he close the restaurant down for you too? That's what he wanted you to do.
How was his plane?
How was the plane?
The private jet. And he was convinced because we texted him once he got back. He's like, I'm in Miami chilling. We'll be back in Greece in 2 weeks. Well, no. Oh, there's some good ones.
I can't read any. I feel bad when I say I can't read many of these on the text line because I can't read many of these on the text line.
You're being truthful.
No, I'm being truthful. Yeah. I hate doing that to the audience, though.
Yeah. I kind of feel like I just torpedoed the entire segment.
I mean, what else? I mean, guys, we've. mean, there's...
I kind of feel bad.
No, you shouldn't feel bad.
Okay, good.
Do you guys have anything on Justin Smith transferring from Indiana?
I asked Patty Ice his take, and then he started giving his take, and then I was
can we get his take right now?
Yeah.
Go get him, and I just want to ask him what he thinks of Justin Smith leaving Indiana. A truly crappy way to put a bow on a segment here in the 5 o'clock hour, the Power Hour.
Very odd segment. It took a little twist.
We did talk in the we talked about 30 minutes or so.
We
did. 35 minutes or so about a Nagahan. We've talked a little bit about Kentucky football, Kentucky basketball. I mean, the other thing that we didn't get to today, which I do find really, really interesting, but it's a heavy topic. It's like a Tuesday or Wednesday topic. Obviously, you see what's going on Facebook. Like, Facebook's
yes.
a cesspool of baby boomers and just doing their thing, okay?
Yelling and screaming, mostly.
And young people as well. It's just a cesspool in a lot of ways. It can have some good business needs. You can get some information out there, but it's a lot of fake news and a lot of nonsense.
Yeah.
And the story came out that Twitter, the coronavirus tweets are about 50% bots. Like that,
really?
Yeah, and I'm like thinking, like, it was a great point, Mike Florio, and many people don't like him. Pro Football Talk, I shouldn't say that. I don't know. Just he's at times polarizing, and
sure.
will say some things. And he made the great point. He's like, we all enjoy this, and this is like Twitter's good for this business. If Twitter went away, that'd be bad for me. Like the normal, the normal person doesn't need it. But I mean, it is a great place of community at times, and there's trolls, and I don't take it seriously. But some people really do. Like some people have like friends, like on Twitter. Some
right.
people get jobs. Some people lose jobs on Twitter. And I just it is true. It goes back to like where I disagree with Diener on. I'm going full circle here. Disagree with Drew on is you have to be able to trust people. The government, I believe, does things because they don't trust people.
Agreed.
And I don't have a take on any of it other than I don't trust people.
Right.
I fundamentally do not trust people. And what's where the hell were we going?
Twitter.
There? Oh, Twitter
and Facebook.
Yeah, and it's like you can't trust that either. And
no.
We'd be better off without it.
As far as
we would be better off without it talking about the analyzing the coronavirus and politics and some things in sports would be better with less access.
I agree with that.
But we're never going to get that, and I don't want that because, again, Twitter goes away in some sort of way. That's bad for me.
Well, it's
bad for a lot of people.
Absolutely. For any if you're in any entertainment industry, whether that be radio, TV, podcasting, whatever, that's bad. And Cooper just said he's there till they kick him out. That Gerstles. He's there all night. So if you all want to meet Cooper Hessen.
5 o'clock?
Yeah, he said that he's there till they kick him out. So if y'all want to meet Cooper Hessen, go to Gerstles.
Texter says Mitt should hit a block and head down to Murray. Try to find. I'm not going to read those.
Oh,
where was that one going?
Basket tossing into Lake Barkley.
I mean, I might be at, like, Barkley this week. I still have no idea. It's almost 5:30. I still have no idea what I'm going to do this weekend.
Got to figure it out, Mitch. Cooper's at Gerstle's so they close.
That's the thing. If I go out tonight, it's gonna provide the excuse for me not to go home. And then my mom will be upset.
How long of a drive is it?
3.5 hours.
All right, what I would do, if you went out tonight, how late would you stay out?
Probably pretty late.
Like 2 a.m.?
Yeah.
Okay, let's say it's 2 a.m. Let's say you sleep to noon. I'm just spitballing here. You
yeah.
sleep to noon. You get up. You're at your parents' house by, 3:30, 4 o'clock or so. How about that? You're there. You can recover for a little bit. Shoot the you-know-what. Throw the big skin with your mom's boyfriend.
Yeah.
And there's your Saturday, right? You got all day Sunday.
Fish all day Sunday.
Yeah, fish all day Sunday. Relax. Hang out Monday, come eat some breakfast with the family, come back Monday afternoon. How about that?
That's your weekend.
Empty out the Dropbox after that. Hang out with Patty Ice and his girlfriend. Be the third wheel. Be great.
Oh, I'm the king of third wheels, let me tell you.
Is Pat there so we can get his 30 seconds on Justin Smith, an irrelevant player for an NIT team, and then we can get out of here and get to the mixtape, which everyone cares about a lot more than this. We have like 110 sounds this week, maybe more. Is Patty Ice there? Where is he at?
No, Patty pulled the Irish exit.
Oh, he left.
He just left.
Wow.
Yeah, but who's doing the show tonight?
Nikki DeBoot.
Oh, wow. How did... Ooh.
It's a long day for Nick.
Man, how did
hours.
He... How did he...
It's overtime.
How did he convince Nick to take his place?
Or Kareem. I have no idea. But I went back there, and I just went... I was like, where's Pat? And... He just left.
I mean, we're giving Patty Ice time in the 5 o'clock hour drive time radio to talk about Indiana basketball or NASCAR, and he doesn't rise to the occasion. Yesterday, couldn't wait to get on here to talk about Greg Biffle.
Yeah.
And today, I tried to give him a Justin Smith take, and he's got nothing.
Pulled the power movements like someone else does.
Yes, he did.
Show.
Yes, he did. All right, well, let's take a break then. We'll take a break. On the other end, the mixtape. We'll have some fun. We'll get you into the weekend, and we'll do so the right way. It's the mixtape. It's coming up next on ESPN 680. All right, so now is the time. If you pop the AC on, it didn't work, you know you're in trouble, and you know you got to reach out to BJ Heating and Cooling. BJHeatCool.com. You know the phone number. Been telling you since September, 812-283-7221. They are on call 24/7, 365. They are working in today's climate, obviously. If you pop the AC on, you need regular maintenance. There's any sort of issue HVAC-wise, they got you covered, and they got you covered right now. BJHeatCool.com, 812-283-7221. And as it gets warmer, those rooms that are difficult to cool down, put one of those Bryant mini splits on the wall. They're quiet, and they're efficient, and they avoid the installation of bulky ductwork. And that's all because BJ Heating and Cooling, they are now your local factory-authorized Bryant dealer. They've teamed up with Bryant Ductless Equipment, whatever it takes to make those uncomfortable rooms enjoyable. Again, do not be uncomfortable. Be comfortable, especially if we're going to be quarantined. Hey, you're going to be around your house. Make it comfortable. And it's BJ Heating and Cooling. They've been around since 1984. Whether it be your home or your business, they can help you. 812-283-7221. It's BJ Heating and Cooling.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texter right. Says, Strebel popping a bleep after that compliment from Mike Pratt. And the word it rhymes with flowed.
And James Strebel.
No. Of course it makes you feel good. You know, a Hall of Famer telling you go Cats. Damn right.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, last segment to go. It's The Take on this Friday. It's ESPN 680, 105.7. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel, Mitchell Hannigan. Mitch back at the Papa John's studios on this Friday. Reminder, Governor Andy Beshear is talking right now live. We'll carry that in full. And then Drew Diener, Jason Nemus join you for last call over on 93.9 The Ville. Hey, real quick, before we get to the mixtape, Kroger would like to give a big thank you to all of their loyal customers for continuing to shop with them, and also to their associates who work hard to keep the stores clean, stocked, and open. And right now, Kroger is hiring. Immediate openings available. Apply today at jobs.kroger.com. Mitch, you let me know. Are you ready? How do you feel? How confident are you today as we head into the mixtape?
Who do we decide on? Diener, Strebel, or Locke? Who's the winner?
Boy, I think we're going to have to wait to the very end. I think it's close. I think Bob might have the sound of the week, but he doesn't have enough quantity.
He's not the winner, but I think my favorite sound of the week, there's a process clip in here. Dude, I was cutting it last night, and I was in tears. Just crying.
Okay, well, good. I can't wait for that either. Because he's very scared around the mic now is the process. He's terrified. He's half the man that, quite frankly, I used to know. All right, so 437-9680. We'll drop in some text as we go. Over 100 sounds. It's the mixtape. We do it every Friday. We have some fun. We end your week the right way. We take things out of context, and we just have fun. It's the mixtape here on The Take on a Friday on ESPN 680.
Time now for the mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
Mixtape.
Damn it!
And behind the board, it's
Mitchell Hannigan.
And as we start today, I find out that Big Easy is listening. Wow.
Whoa, that's a shock.
Wow, it is. Well, let's go then. Let's tickle Big Easy. What is our first sound on the mixtape?
All right, you can get Lock up next on here on ESPN 680, where he will move the goalpost to make his argument work and be correct no matter what happens.
And I remember sitting around talking around guys and girls, you know, guys talking basketball, and all the girls always, why y'all keep saying wet?
Well, yeah, what's wet mean?
Yeah.
Girl's wet, you know what I'm saying? Like,
whoa.
You haven't got the context of my
You need to
shot.
Dump that?
By the way, we got Mark Ennis listening.
All right.
Little Mangus.
We got Mangus. We
you
got
need to think of something.
Easy?
See if you can get the U of L recruit take that you had out of, you know, out of the way. The Satterfield Jordan meme.
Okay.
Let's go. Keep them coming.
Are you a milk drinker? Are you a milk and cookies guy? Time. Where does your milk go? Locke?
No. What do you mean? Where does it go? I drink milk with every single dinner 7 nights a week. It's the only time I drink.
There we go.
But I every single night skim milk a glass or if not more. And I'm a milk guy. Calcium at night. Let's do this.
Calcium at night. Let's do this.
Nobody touched. I didn't see any rubbing. And I'm imagining if there was no rubbing, there was no racing.
And if you think that if you're Clay Travis and you think that there's Corona Bros hoping that those numbers are really big, you're a sick excuse for a human being.
The Corona Bros.
Corona Bros.
Bob saying that is one of the best. It is one of the peaks of the week.
It's Jim.
Keep them coming on the take on ESPN 680. Do we have the one about the relationship? What do we have with that before we take a break here?
The relationship between, gosh, Madison. Whoa. Madison.
Oh, that was that was just a mumbled mess.
Yeah, it was. By the way, Ennis never lets me on the air. Oh my God, Andrew! But I just love, like, I'm high on life, guys. Because as you know,
No, you're not. You're a Debbie Downer. What do you mean you're high on life? Did something happen to you?
Why do you do this? You always do this. Makes it seem like I'm a miserable human being. But if you listen to the drive on 93.9 Neville, like, I'm always happy. I'm always trying to make the best of the fact my apartment burned down. Like, I was laughing about it on the air.
Yep. I mean, I got a boat. Or I don't own a boat, but I'm a member of the boat club now. So I'm going on the boat this weekend. And... Oh. I mean, I'll be out.
You don't need a damn pool.
No, I don't. I've got like four lakes that they've got boats at. So I'll be out on the lake, and I, you know, we'll try to be as socially distant as we can with 10 people in a 14-seat pontoon.
Ah, yes. The humble brag from Jared Stillman. The thing I miss most about J-Bone. Keep them coming.
I don't know. I guess I've never been more jealous of people who live in Indiana than I do right now. The Andy Sweeney's of the world and James Strebel, because it's like it's living in two different countries right now.
Sorry, Dieter.
These roads aren't going to mill themselves.
That's right.
Mill, yeah.
Mill, I would say I want a big, easy McCrite milling mill, yeah shirt.
Well, no, he got me a yellow shirt and it was a 6X. Hey, buddy, hope you can wear this one. I'm like, hey, yo, I know I'm not, like in shape, but it was like a 4X. I ended up cleaning my lawnmower with it. What am I supposed to do with it? It's a 4X. What am I supposed to do with it? Wear it to bed? Have my wife wear it to bed like one of my big T-shirts? It's so sexy. Yeah. When Nikki walks around the house in that McCrite milling 4X shirt.
Yeah, and a T-shirt.
Yeah.
McCrite milling 4X shirt. Which big guy did he take that from? So, I mean, you know, one of his employees, one of these, you know, big
No, they call him Bear.
Bear, yeah. Bear. It's Bear's shirt, and he left it on the site, and he's like, I'll give it to Andy. That's what happened. You got regifted, Andy.
Bear ain't going to ride in my F-250. He farted in there.
Bear stinks. Bear chews tobacco.
Does McCrite Milling have an employee named Bear?
You know they
who
do.
Stinks up the porta potties? Yes or no? I'm kidding, Mitch.
Oh,
keep them coming.
And I will get my mask out of the car and I will massage and stretch your fingers and your shoulders and your biceps. Here we are. So the thing is, you know, like we talked about the whole baby fever situation and all that. We may have compromised on getting another dog.
That will not work. I just want you to know that will not work.
Mark's right.
Oh, man, you're being hustled. Oh, you're being hustled.
Because you know what's going to happen? You're going to get another dog and still end up with a baby.
We ain't having a baby. Your boy will refuse, if you know what I'm saying. Like,
Famous last words.
Your boy is not having a baby.
I really, really kind of like the idea of you as dad. I'm not going to lie to you.
What's he mean if you know what I'm saying? I don't know if I know exactly what he's saying.
I'm going to do what it takes to not have a baby,
I think
Andy.
What he's trying to say is he's already had a vasectomy.
Oh.
He has a secret vasectomy, like a back alley vasectomy. Right?
Like people in Miami get Botox.
He took a day off and went to Jamaica, quote unquote. Yeah.
Hey, it's Patty Ice. The NCAA tournament's coming up. I had my vasectomy at 26 years old. You can call 1-800 with it now or men now or whatever. Do a live read for it.
Oh. Pat.
Keep them coming here on the mixtape.
We got some hotties next door, though, I'll tell you that.
Oh, do you? What's the situation look like? God. Oh, yeah. What's the setup? So you got eight guys in your big house.
We have a complex that is three separate houses. Well, three separate units in the same house, and we call it the triplex. And there's another triplex right next to us, and it's just all just sexy women. It is amazing.
Oh, you six out of
like field day in elementary school all over again.
You got one picked out yet?
Huh?
You got one picked out yet, or are you going to play the field?
No, I haven't really seen all the prospects yet, so I need to go back and rank them when I go back. there are a couple five stars, though, and then also a couple three stars, so we'll see.
Ethan Grossman delivers every week here on The Take. Keep the mixtape coming here on a Friday. It's ESPN 680-1057. Oh, boy, you might want to go. Hey.
He wanted
a true relationship with me, and it stuck out to me real huge. Save that for the mixtape. Yeah.
Alligators have permanently erect penises. So that is comfortably above 4 hours. So
I was going to say, they can ignore that warning in the commercial then, right? I mean, you know what? I think I'm going to sue them, because they should have to put that in as a disclaimer in the commercial. You know, if your erection lasts more than 4 hours, please see your doctor. Then parentheses underneath it say, unless you're an alligator.
The first one is Drew asking Scott Satterfield his thoughts on the return of college football this fall.
Oh, no.
Did I not give you enough time, Nick? Am I even on the air? Dead silence. The computer froze. He's in my ear. The computer froze. So it was a beautiful set shot, like on the volleyball court. I set Nick up for the slam dunk, and the computer did not cooperate. So,
you know, Nick Valvano was in a very similar spot, Pat. Oh, boy. Now everyone's quiet.
Yeah,
all right, there it is.
Man, that's awkward. You're right.
Boy, everyone's quiet.
By the way, Pat, can we also talk about just the strategic...
Put the ring on the finger.
Nicholas.
Glenn Beck, what a fall from grace.
Yeah, man. Went from.
What a fall from grace. Wow, Glenn Beck had not heard that name. Mitch, you have any idea who Glenn Beck is?
Is he related to Howard Beck?
No.
No, I don't know who he is.
Okay.
Slander's a five-star. Again, that Big Easy, thanks for listening. I said Archie Miller would never get a five-star after your boy Romeo Langford. I am officially wrong now. I was not wrong with Trace Jackson Davis, but I am officially wrong because Christian Lander is a five-star. So, my bad. Gotcha from Big Easy.
So bad.
I say, I've never been more wrong about a coach than Scott Satterfield. I was not. It wasn't that I thought he wouldn't work. It's just that I said all along, show me. Yeah. But in my mind, I really thought, man, there's no way this isn't going to work. And it's one of the best coaching jobs that I've ever seen in football or basketball, to take that crew and to do what they did with them. I think it was remarkable. I mean,
true. You're ostracizing them. You're erection shaming them. I think that's terrible. I don't think you should do that to them. So you'll hear from my lawyer. Tonight's Thursday, though. It's Freaky Sex Night over at the McLean's. That's always exciting.
Did you trying to deflect the situation?
Well, I was just trying to say that hopefully maybe tomorrow you should have him give you a report on Friday. I think that should be one of the early parts of the show.
What?
On Friday, they should give me an update. You know, he should give me an update.
God's green? What? Okay, I'll play your stupid game. What am I even supposed to ask him there?
So what'd you use last night? Swings, handcuffs, chains? What'd you do? Give us an idea. How many people were involved?
Lachlan McLean, safe word of the week.
Yeah, Yeah, see? I knew you'd get in the spirit of it.
That's great. That's the V-Show, baby. Oh. Keep them coming on ESPN 680-1057.
Calcium at night. Let's do this. People don't like that level of honesty, and I don't want to go down that path because whatever. I just don't. We don't do COVID discussion, but the point is...
This guy hates pools. He hates entertainment at pools. God forbid you have fun at a pool. You can go in there, but only if you stay in your lane and get the hell out of there before you even crack a smile or, God forbid, crack a beer. Never will we have pools again in Kentucky, despite the fact the CDC website says it inactivates the virus in chlorine. But never. Wherever you say I'm going over, Blankenbaker, say 2050, I'll say over.
If Drew drops his crusade, I'm going to say June 21st. If he continues on his crusade, I say July 4th.
Over, 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 over. That sounds like fun. We can't be doing that.
Oh, goodness. There's going to be more of those.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you want to do something for the community. Which offers individually packaged box lunches for catering. We had one of those at Spectrum News One. Just on Monday, we had the Which box lunch.
Big Easy, that's for you, buddy. Yeah. That's for you, buddy. Keep them coming on the mixtape. Locke, if you're listening, I hope the young boy is not in the car with you. Boy, that's an odd sentence.
Oh, man. That's a gem.
You know, one time I had $5 burning a hole in my pocket, and I bought a Tootsie Pop lick counter. It was
have those?
It was like a keychain, and you stuck the Tootsie Pop in there, and then you licked it. And, like, it would sense any time you lick the pop, and it would count.
I dated a girl like that once.
Locke eats Gerber peaches and sucks out a pacifier. Well, that was very nice.
When's the last time you demanded your wife do something? Oh, boy. Boy, you about choked.
I did.
Mitch, you might need to mark that, and we may need to hear that gurgle in his throat. Oh, goodness, we're dying over here.
No, like, the problem was, though, you really had to lick it. I mean, if you didn't, like, if you just kind of gave it, like, a passive lick, it wouldn't move the stick enough to register.
Yeah, as I
register.
Said, exactly like that girl.
Will his thoughts on the return of college football this fall.
Well, you know, nobody knows. I think
20 seconds later, Vince Tyre out of the dark just starts to talk.
This is the best mixtape ever, goodness. I think.
It's a good one, man. Keep them coming on the mixtape. Here on The Take, it's ESPN 680-1057. We do this every Friday at 525. Let's go. Keep them coming.
But it has been cool being here at the Fitness Markets Day.
The honkers. Wait, the South End should rise up here. We get some pools out there.
I believe I finally hit, like, pay dirt around 300, 350 maybe.
Wow.
It was in that number.
Scarily like that girl. Anyway, it's the V-Show on ESPN 680-1057. Thanks for being with us here.
Does mom ever listen? Like,
God, I hope not.
Oh, man. Archie Miller is recruiting a better player than Chris Mack. That tells you that something's going on with this damn NCAA scandal at Louisville. I mean, there's just no reason that Archie Miller should out-recruit Chris Mack. And it's not because Chris Mack's a great recruiter. It's just because Archie Miller doesn't have anything to sell.
You know, and we can't, as a, you know, neighborhood community, be trusted to act right, you know. And that's what bothers me the most. When I get told, oh, guess what? You can gather in groups of 10. I really want to go bleep you, because across the river, we can gather in 100. And I think I'm going to have a group of 10, and if 11th person shows up, I'm going to say, no, no, you got to get out of here. Then the real world you claim to be living in is not the real world that I'm living in.
Wow. Diener. Drew. Keep them coming.
Every time you, as you said, it's like the, you know, that wall, the finger in the dike thing, you know, where you plug one, and then all of a sudden 10 more pop up.
Texter, didn't you say you'd be sold on Archie Miller if he got a top 25 recruit? He did, and you're coming at easy. I'm going to have to go back and listen. I thought my wording, but I don't know, was I'm not going to be sold unless. There's a difference between saying I'm not going to be sold unless and saying I will be sold if. But if I said it, sorry, I was wrong. I said that when he first got hired, and now I have 3 years of on-court performance. I'm not sold on Archie Miller. So congratulations on him getting a recruit. I'm not sold, and there's nothing he could do on the recruiting front that will sell me on Archie Miller, because I'm not convinced he's a particularly effective basketball coach. That's it. So, yeah, if you want me to look, I've apologized and said I'm wrong like 15 times on this show. If that's what you live for, knock yourself right out. If you like to do that, I got you. You got to pivot. Knock yourself right out. If I actually said that, knock yourself out. Have as much fun as a human being can have. But Archie Miller's not that great of a basketball coach, and just because he gets one good recruit, it doesn't change that. So, no, I'm not sold on Archie Miller.
Oh, just keep going, Mitch.
And it's not that hard.
Sorry, I'm busy social tweeting the governor again.
Because
he's put out, you know, things that can open and things that can't. You know, lodging, cabins, golfing, camping, but not playgrounds and pools. And I just, you know, even I'm more fueled by Dr. Klein there saying all this is a social experiment to truly believe in Kentuckians rather than just say you believe in and believe that we're not going to be, you know, throwing like the caddies party in Caddyshack at a pool. Like, I think that's what the governor thinks when he sees the pools open. He looks at Caddyshack for the 15 minutes that the caddies are allowed to be there and thinks like that's how we're all going to behave. That's what I'm starting to think, that that's the scene, and that, you know, we're going to have duty in the pool, and that we're going to be just pushing people off the side of the pool and acting like heathens. Everybody's changing their behavior at all times. That's why they're opening the malls, because you can social distance at a mall, you can social distance at a campground, you're going to be able to do it at a gym. But pools, no, you guys will just act like you know Noonan's buddies from the caddy crew. That's what I think he envisions. That's what he sees when he sees opening the pools, that everybody is pushing everybody off the side of the pool and jumping on top of one another, and it's the caddy 15-minute window.
Duty in the pool.
Just Scotty D silence, just going in the background. Whoa. Oh, keep going, Mitch.
I think Andy Beshear is a good person.
Yeah, I don't.
So
what did you do with your weekend, Marcus? Since we're opening up here. Okay. Oh, never mind. I fell in love. Okay. I'm listening. With this recruit named Ashton Gelada.
I am not sold. Not going to be sold. How about win an NCAA tournament game? And maybe I'll be sold. There's my new criteria. Win an NCAA tournament game, and maybe I'll be sold. Doesn't mean I will be sold. You can't come back. Gotcha. You said if you want to. Doesn't mean I will. Maybe. That's step one. Win an NCAA. Make an NCAA tournament. Let's set the bar really low for the program that used to be prestigious and respected and is now completely irrelevant.
Oh, goodness. Keep them coming.
Was it the Oliver close off?
No.
It was a lot darker and a lot deeper. Whoa.
Here's the funny thing. I can't even swim. I mean, I could keep from drowning, but I can't even really swim. It's the first time I feel like my rights are being violated.
I have about a half inch crack.
I was completely right about Archie Miller in Indiana basketball. He's not the right guy for the program. And he's recruited a couple guys that are better than I thought. But that tiny little tidbit of a fact does not change how right I was. And I should be, people should be bending the knee to me, not criticizing me. But life goes on.
I had to turn Strebel's mic down because I know he was just laughing right into it. I know he was. Let's go. Keep him coming on ESPN 680 105.7.
Believe me, we're not going to do 2 hours on cheerleading, but it is the hot topic. You know, speaking of where cheerleaders shop,
I don't think they shop there, Locke.
They don't?
Well, maybe.
What is it? I don't even know what it is. I was just trying
Forever
to be funny.
Forever 21? I don't even know
what hot topic
if
is.
If you're a cheerleader, text into the show and let us know where you shop. Oh, God, no, that sounded creepy. I didn't mean it like that.
I mean, Locke thinking the cheerleaders shop at Hot Topic shows how little he knows about cheerleaders.
It's stunning.
Oh, I have to turn your mic back up.
I'm sorry, I apologize, yes. But that's stunning. Hot Topic?
All the places he could have picked. It's unbelievable. It's stunning. It really is.
It is.
Yeah, no offense to Locke. No offense. It's ignorant. That's what it is. It really is. It's the mixtape here on a Friday. It's ESPN 680, 105.7. Reminder, Inside Churchill Downs coming up next. All right, let's go, Mitch. Keep them coming.
And location now offering curbside service on beer and food. Order today. Ow, the mic just hit me in the face. It's got good mobility, good durability. I'm yanking on it.
They just jack it and jack it.
Well, how did you find that story?
I open like, okay, so when I get here, the first thing I do is turn on the dump button. Second thing I do is open like 9 different websites to try to find something to write, to put on there.
Okay.
That seemed like something to put on there. And I was like, all right.
Well, which website was it on? KSR was. It's okay.
Okay, we are allowed to say that. Okay, yeah, it was on that
one. Yeah, it's okay.
Mitch, that was your sound, wasn't it? I know it was.
Oh, it was tears.
Yeah, are we allowed to say that? He is so not Philly.
He's scared.
He is scared to death. He's frightened.
Makes me sad.
Oh, keep him coming. Newest picture from your girl, Kiki.
Oh, boy.
Oh. Hey, oh, where? There. Ooh, hut.
I've never seen a bathing suit that gets tied up on the sides like that. New to me.
It's her birthday today.
Is it?
Yes. So would you like to, we wanted to clear some time here. Would you like to say anything to her? Would you like to sing happy birthday to Kiki, your favorite IG model? I mean, is there anything you want to do here?
Yeah, happy birthday to you, Kiki. Take more pictures with Jessica and dump Tate Martell. Happy birthday.
Mitch, what's your face look like right now?
Who's Jessica?
Oh, who's Jessica? Well, that's a whole other thing.
Texter says Locke's hottest take of the day was on an IG model. Look, Kiki is nice, but come on. There's a lot better than Kiki on IG. That's not a hot take.
Wow.
Here's the details. All right, should have led with this. During a team retreat at Lake Cumberland, some cheerleaders performed gymnastics routines that included hurling their teammates from a dock into the water while either topless or bottomless. The routines, known as basket tosses, were done at the direction of other members of the squad and within the view of at least some of the coaches. Dun, dun, dun. Coaches allowed cheerleading alumni to bring boats and alcohol to the retreat, where some cheerleaders were partially naked and or drinking while riding on boats. Coaches did not confiscate alcohol brought to the retreat by some squad members or intervene to stop students from consuming alcohol. Several squad members became so intoxicated they required medical treatment. And during a cheerleading camp in Tennessee, some cheerleaders were directed by other members of the squad to perform lewd chants and wear outfits that did not include underwear.
Well, I think is what you get is, I mean, like, they've put out now a kind of a little more detailed, like one of the things says, during cheerleading camp in Tennessee, some cheerleaders were directed by other members of the squad to perform lewd chants and wear outfits that did not include underwear.
It's a very thin piece of wood, very, very thin piece of wood with a swab at the end. And you take that, and under supervision, they're watching you to make sure that you know what you're doing. You put it in one nostril as far up as it'll go. That's a little unusual. No matter what you've been doing in there, if you've got a cold or you've been rude and you've been in there trying to pull something out, you can't go up this far, trust me. So you go up, and then you get to where it goes up as far as it can go. You turn it twice. You leave it there for 15 seconds. You take it out. You put it in the other nostril. Do the same thing. As far as it'll go, turn it twice, 15 seconds, pull it out. Then through the window, you put it in this plastic, you know, receptacle thingy that is going to take it to the lab. And the receptacle is much smaller than the length of the wood. So it keeps them from having to handle the stick where you handled it, basically. The only thing they're going to do is deal with what's inside the specimen that's inside the plastic vial there. So you put in the vial, they break off the end that you were handing it to them, and they put the top on it, they screw it in, and off you go.
Oh,
Specimen and off you go are the best two lines from that.
Absolutely.
Mitch, keep them coming. Let's go.
Yeah, why can't you hold
like
it?
Just what's wrong with your hands? You have like a
put it in your hand.
No, Jesus God. No, it's just like holding it is weird, like getting the distance away and it sounds weird.
Just put both hands around it. Hold it.
Are you done? Are you done with that?
The only thing Castellano can beat apparently is COVID. That's the only thing he can truly beat, and you can truly count on him to win at, is that.
Wow.
I'm going to start the Church of Aquaman, where we worship every day from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. in the pool, however we deem fit.
Well, we had the UK cheerleading breaking news. If you've not heard that story, they fired their entire cheerleading staff after a three-month investigation revealed that at a retreat there was alcohol and nudity. Oh, my God. Cover your eyes and cover your ears and wash your mouth out with soap. Alcohol and nudity with college students. Archie Mack is now getting the John Calipari treatment. He's not getting anything. Archie Mack has never gotten my respect since he got hired in Indiana. There's not getting. Nothing has changed.
Archie Mack.
It's all said and done, more people are going to watch The Last Dance than the NFL draft. Lachlan McClain was right. There's no fake math. There's no fake news. There's no manipulation. More people are going to watch The Last Dance, the NFL draft, because no one is going back and watching the NFL draft again or after the fact. And a bunch of people, as we have found out, are watching The Last Dance after the fact. So I don't know what Diener, he said he wanted to take a run at me. There's no run to be taken, Drew. Just bend the knee. That's what you need to do.
They're right. Part of the experience. I mean, they're part of the experience of what's going on. I tell you, I enjoy their antics.
Oh, goodness, really? Boy, you just flamed out.
That's
there.
That's the lockiest you've ever sounded right
yeah,
there.
You just flamed out. Their antics.
Yeah, they're talented. They're talented young ladies and men.
Men. There are men, too.
There are men.
Thanks, Ennis. You cop.
Yeah.
Keep
by the time I got finished, because I became obsessed with it, I was going to run through it. My feet were they were almost raw from hitting that bottom.
Get you a pump when you get in and out. You know what I mean?
Skies!
Get you a pump when you get in and out. You know what I mean?
Wait, I need to hear both of those again.
Yes.
I need to hear Scotty D and then I need to hear Rummage.
Please.
We missed them both. Play it again.
By the time I got finished, because I became obsessed with it, I was going to run through it. My feet were they were almost raw from hitting that bottom.
Get you a pump when you get in and out. You know what I mean?
Speaking of football, yesterday, NC State coach Dave Dorian joined Mark Ennis on the drive yesterday.
I would pay $2,000. I'd pay $3,000. No, I'm serious. I'd pay $2,000 to go over there and watch them work out.
You know, I think Tyree's thing yesterday is audio only. It's only a teleconference. But then I saw, and in fact, we aired some on the wonderful Spectrum News 1. You guys know I don't do virus stuff here because this is a virus-free zone. I tell you what I know, and I tell you what I think, and I tell you what I don't know. That's the Reality Check Radio premise of the Midday Rush. Most people would think last season UK was a good season considering the circumstances. Well, that's the joy of me. I'm not most people. I'm Reality Check Radio.
He's great.
That's one of my favorite sounds every week.
If you're a UK fan and you're excited about four-star recruits, okay, you're certainly welcome to be, but you know that's not who you normally get excited about. But again, if we talked about repeatedly, standards get lowered at UK over time. I mean, that's the one consistent narrative at UK is the lowering of standards. And you're tired of hearing me say it, but I'm the only guy who's got the guts. Reality Check Radio, the lowering of standards at Kentucky. You used to demand Final Fours, now you brag about Elite Eight. You used to brag about five-star recruits, now you're chesty about four stars. It is the lowering of standards at UK. It's happened over time. It happens gradually like the frog in the boiling water. And, you know, now you just live with what you live with.
Yeah, Carly Jones, I bet you got some real good hookers.
Listen,
we have a basketball commitment finally. DeAndre Williams making his decision choosing Memphis and Penny Hardaway over John Calipari. And we've, of course, turned it into a giant he said story because DeAndre Williams insists that Kentucky recruited him all the way to the very end. He insists that Kentucky very much wanted him to be a Wildcat, and in the end, he chose Penny Hardaway over John Calipari.
Oh, I loved it.
Couple more minutes. Keep them coming on ESPN 680.
They all stand in the shadow of the great John Calipari, as we're well aware. Although, Cal, again, we touched on it, Penny Hardaway beats him out again. Although UK fans don't want to admit it, they want to say, no, no, UK backed away. But DeAndre Williams, when he committed to Memphis, said, nope, Kentucky didn't back away. They were in it till the very end. They were in my final two. They definitely wanted me. I chose Penny. We got some college basketball conversation with DeAndre Williams choosing Penny over Cal, although UK says no, he didn't. So now they're already accusing the kid of being a liar. That's what happens when you don't choose Kentucky. You get accused of being a liar.
Wow. That's fantastic. A couple minutes left. I know the Inside Churchill Downs guys are there. Darren and company. They're ready to go, I assume.
Yes. Sorry.
Oh, okay, no, you're fine. Let's get a couple more here. Let's go. Darren won't care. He likes these.
Locke, I can't get modified about this. I think they meant mortified would be my guess, but maybe you can't get modified either. At one time, I was a basket-tossing son of a gun. Well, it sounds fun. I mean, as long as it was voluntary, it sounds fun. And again, this comes from a guy who was a total nerd in college, didn't drink, didn't do any of the cool things that cool people did. But I certainly can imagine the parties and being around girls. It sure sounds like it would be fun, but of course I'm on the outside looking in.
The Cardinals should play at eye level with Kentucky for the most part of the next decade. I read that and almost vomited. Eye level with Kentucky's 0-2, right? 0-2 against Kentucky. This was supposed to be the year they were supposed to win. Louisville fans were all in on this being the season that Chris Mack beats Cal, that Louisville gets over the hump and beats Calipari because they had the higher-ranked team and they got the best player and they've got the deeper bench and they've got the better shooting, and he still lost. Eye level at Kentucky, please.
Strebel.
Oh.
Texter says, a boring, robotic and vanilla guy doesn't like boring, robotic and vanilla guys. If you really think I'm robotic and vanilla, we're just going to have to agree to disagree. Thank you for every texter who's going to remind me that they sure beat the hell out of Louisville. I don't care. Doesn't matter to me. I'm not a Louisville fan. The expectation of a pivot or a backpedal is, again, another one of the false narratives that's set up by other hosts who I love very much, but they misrepresent what I do. And I can smile and take it, and that's fine. Inaccuracies abound. It's all good. I am not Louisville Locke, and I do not backpedal.
Mitch, where are we at here? We can get a couple more before we get out of here. I know the guys are ready to go.
Yeah.
And give you some picks that you won't follow, and you'll lose money, and they'll
probably win
money. Yeah.
Well, also, we got the short week next week, so we can carry some of these over to next week as well.
Ah, yes, the short week. Yeah. So how many do we have left here that we think we can do?
We got roughly 15 more, so we can play like 3 or 4 more.
All right, pick out the best ones there. Pick out the best ones, and go ahead and give us one right now.
Look, as someone who's had food poisoning multiple times and one time horrifically bad, and I've told that story on the air, I won't bore you with it again, but I've had my bouts with food poisoning, mainly because expiration dates are just, they're just guidelines. They're not hard and fast for me, and that has occasionally led me down an unfortunate path.
You're saying Louisville's winning 10 games right now?
Oh, no. I think it's possible. I think it's possible this year that they win 10 games, yes. I think that is possible.
Say... You're welcome, Steve Rummage.
You're welcome, Steve Rummage.
How do the Kentucky players do? It's a great question. I'm glad you asked. Terrence Clark is still a 5-star, but he fell 2 spots in the updated Rivals ranking, so he falls to 7th. Again, he was the same kid that fell in the most recent 24/7 rankings and the ESPN. Still a top 10 kid without question, but now Terrence Clark, not a top 5 player in any ranking that is out there. Not Rivals, not 24/7, not ESPN. He's 7-9-9. Those are his 3 rankings. So Terrence Clark, top 10, not top 5.
My pants are still wet, so I'm not trusting.
Yeah, well, it's weird.
Insert joke there.
Yeah, I know. I mean, we're trying to have a serious guest on up here, and you're making like you're just make creating material for the take. And
my jeans are wet.
Two more, and we're gonna get out of here, Mitch. If that's okay with you, Inside Churchill Downs next.
Texter says, we would never know if a UK basketball player had to go to the hospital to have his stomach pumped because Cal in UK would pay everyone off not to talk. Texter says Cal wouldn't be gone because he, quote, wouldn't know anything about it. Texter says Calipari had a player pass out in the middle of the street and nothing happened. Derek Willis.
Oh, he loved that.
Is this the last one, Mitch? We need to get out of here. Yeah. Is this it? All right, last one, whatever few we have left over, we will carry over to next week. Reminder, national programming on Monday. No Bashir this weekend as well. We're back at it on Tuesday inside Churchill Downs next on ESPN 680. Texas says, yeah, Locke wouldn't be so thrilled about Keon Brooks being thrown up into the air naked into the water after a couple beers. Oh, he's gonna die. He's dying. Did you hear that phlegm? Yes. Did you hear that phlegm?
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.